From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Flags are at half-mast in Quebec City the morning after six were killed and more than a dozen injured in a mass shooting at a local mosque. The killings shocked Quebec City residents, where the murder rate is amongst the lowest in Canada and shootings are rare. The dead were all men, ranging in age from 35 to 70. Two men were taken into custody last night, Alexandre Bissonnette and Mohamed Kadir. Police are now saying that only one of the men is a suspect. The other is being called a witness, but they are not saying which man is considered the suspect. Karen McDonald is news director at Global Montreal. We spoke with her earlier today and asked her about the two men taken into custody.
It sounds like Alexandre Bissonnette was a student at Laval University, which is less than a mile from the scene of the shooting. And unfortunately, we know even less about Mohamed Kadir. That name is as common in the Muslim community as, say, John Smith might be. So far, we're having a very hard time tracking down people who might have known him.
Well, so tell us a little bit more about the Muslim community there in Quebec City. I understand there's a population of about 6,700 out of a city of, what, 750,000?
That's right. It's a very small community, composed primarily of two types of people. People who have come to Quebec City to study at Laval University. Laval is one of the biggest universities in Quebec, and because it's a French-speaking university, Muslims from French-speaking countries like Algeria, for example, or other African countries have gravitated towards Quebec City and then often stay. It's a very nice place to live. The other part of the community came to Canada, to Quebec, as either refugees or immigrants, and tend to be business people. And those were many of the people who were praying last night at the mosque when the shooting took place.
So what more do we know then about the victims?
We don't know very much. Very few of them have been identified as yet. They were entrepreneurs, business owners, intellectuals, professors. All of these people worked in the region and prayed at the mosque in Saint-Ouen.
Now, I understand that it was also announced this morning that there could be other suspects as well. What do we know about that?
Well, we know that three levels of police in the province are in Quebec City, so the city police, the provincial police, as well as the RCMP, and that they have the SWAT team, police dogs. They have been searching homes. Some people were seen leaving a home very close to the mosque with police this morning. The police have not yet said whether other people are under arrest. This is all part of the investigation, we were told by police in their first update this morning, but it certainly looks like they think there may have been other people connected to this tragic shooting.
And Karen, tell us more about how Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is responding. He's issued a statement, and he's also had an interesting week saying that Canada would accept any Muslim refugees that are barred under President Donald Trump's executive order. But how has he responded specifically to what happened in Quebec City?
Well, we certainly heard from all levels of politicians that they feel that this is a very tragic event and that we stand by and support our Muslim community, who are 100% Quebecers or Canadians or both. The Prime Minister will be addressing that in question period in the House of Commons in Ottawa this afternoon, and then he will be traveling to Quebec City with the Leader of the Opposition to attend a memorial service in Quebec City.
Well, Karen McDonald is News Director at Global Montreal. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you.